In addition, a significant upsurge in the surveillance activity of these craft, beginning in May and continuing through the autumn of 1952, has caused considerable concern that new developments may be imminent. It is for these reasons, as well as the obvious international and technological considerations, and the ultimate need to avoid a public panic at all costs, that the Majestic 12 group remains of the unanimous opinion that imposition of the strictest security precautions should continue without interruption into the new administration. These MJ-12 documents created a storm of controversy within the UFO research community. Debunkers claimed to have found all sorts of discrepancies, from misspellings to identical signatures. However, no one has been able to definitely disprove all of the MJ-12 documents as fakes, and, in fact, there is much evidence to indicate their authenticity. For example, Dr. Robert M. Wood, who managed research and development at McDonnell Douglas for 43 years, found that the typeface and style of the SOM-1-01 manual matched that of U.S. government printing presses in use during the 1950s. If the information in the MJ-12 documents is proven correct, it is strong evidence that certain persons within the United States had access to remarkable technology, both taken at Roswell and similar to that described as being in Nazi hands toward the end of the war. A cursory look at the men identified as the original MJ-12 group, as well as their corporate and intelligence connections, makes clear the potential for high-level control over exotic technology, groundbreaking technology that could upset the monopolies over energy, transportation, and communications held by the wealthy globalists who financed Hitler. As listed in the documents, MJ-12 members included Administrator Roscoe H. Hillenkoetter, a 1919 graduate of the Naval Academy who was familiar with both intelligence work and the Nazis, having worked undercover for a year in Vichy, France. After serving as the third director of Central Intelligence Group, he became the first director of the CIA upon its formation in September 1947, obviously a good choice for a top-secret group like MJ-12. After his retirement from government, Hillenkoetter joined the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomenon, NICAP, a private UFO group, and stated publicly that UFOs were real and, through official secrecy and ridicule, many citizens are led to believe the unknown flying objects are nonsense.